This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Dr. J.M. Magua, who was responsible for the opening and welcome. J.M. Magua, Dokotela Conference Chair.
Good morning, Sanbona. It's good to be here. Ngiyabonga ukuthi ungilethela today. Thank you.
On your welcoming speech, you spoke about you specifically said thank you to Studio mostly. To me, in my mind, what sprung up was collaboration. How important is collaboration in advancing the learning process, especially since we are moving into the age of technology?
Yeah, well, it's important to emphasize on that because it's just very clear, Uguti, we as institutions of higher education, we cannot function as silos. We cannot function on our own without collaborating with other institutions. So the presence of other institutions here is an indication of that. And you have more than 10 other universities here who are excited to be here, and they are interested in everything that we do. And most of them have been here before, so, and we have relationships even beyond the conferences that we have with them. So we do collaborate on a number of things with them.
I just want to touch on, you also spoke about your trip to Joburg, I think. And then you said that there was no GPS at the time, so you had to stop at a garage and then ask for directions. And now there's GPS, and then there's this thing of reliance on technology. How can we make sure that we don't have this over-reliance on technology and we're able to balance a student's capabilities in terms of how they think, as well as integrating it with the technology?
Well, the interesting thing with us, my generation, is that we are a generation of both sides. We come from a side when there was no technology, and we are also in a space where there is technology, and we have to adapt. But the main thing that I can tell you is that technology has its role in our lives and in our works and in what we do. But outsourcing our thinking and our creative thinking to technology is problematic in many ways, because it even affects the ability of our students to learn on their own and independently, and creative thinking as well. So we have to balance this. Our academics have to balance the use of technology and its affordances and what it's able to do, and balance it well with the student learning, that in the process, students have to learn in what they do and not only just rely exclusively on what technology can do for them, because that is a limitation as far as I'm concerned.
How important is it for the people that are facilitating the learning process to ensure that they monitor? For example, we are using AI nowadays, and a lot of students would just go to AI and just prompt, right? So they'll just put whatever that they have to do in there, and then the AI does the assignment, or, you know, it turns out a memo or whatever the case may be. How important is it for the people that are facilitating, the teachers, to actually monitor how we use the AI?
That is why we have conferences like this, for academics to talk about the challenges they experience in the usage of AI, especially where people exclusively rely on AI to do everything for themselves. Academics need to be a step ahead. I mean, lecturers need to be a step ahead to know how to teach and how to assess in ways that will make sure that the students do not exclusively give AI answers which do not involve their participation or do not involve even their abilities to think. So it is important for our academics to attend events like this so that they can share practices with other colleagues across the system. We do know that there are institutions which rely on technologies. Some call them plagiarism detector tools or AI detector tools. But those have their limitations as well. They have their problems as well. And I still believe in the role of an academic, that the type of academic that our institutions should be investing in are those academics who are able to say, yes, I know this is your work. Yes, I know this is not your work. You know, and we should be able to establish that. And it's not difficult. I mean, I always tell my colleagues that if I was still in the classroom, it would be very difficult for my students to beat me. You know, it would be very difficult and almost next to impossible because I always make sure that I'm a step ahead with the technologies that students use and with the technologies that are prevalent in higher education itself.
Yeah, I love that. How do we accommodate the child that's coming from an area where technology isn't used as much, and now they're coming into the universities where there's blackboards, where they have to now use technology as more than they used to?
In the Learning and Teaching Development Center, we make sure that when students enroll at the university, we take them through a digital literacy course. And most of the time, this course is designed for those types of students who have never been exposed to technology or to the usage of laptops, etc. So we ensure that we give them the basics. We certainly wish and would like to do more just beyond what we do at the beginning of their entrance at the university. Would like to offer more of that and ensure that our students are literate to the point that they are able to use those tools and they don't feel marginalized and disadvantaged in the course of their learning.
No, thank you very much, Doc, for joining us and also sharing your inputs about what's happening in Namhlanje.
Thabo, thank you so much and have a good day.
Thank you. That was Doc, Dr. J.M. Magua. We were talking about how important is collaboration in the learning process, as well as how can we ensure the boy child is not left behind, the girl child is not left behind, and that they're easily welcomed into the technology space that is used, especially in institutions. Velo, it's over to you, my brother.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.